Amazon confirmed a few months back that it wanted to head to Australia, and in June started advertising. It was around about 8 jobs for some positions in Victoria, but I've just heard of another one. And this might be just for you. The company wants someone who knows all about Australian language. You see, it's found that some of its software isn't able to understand that fair dinkum accent, and the company needs a little bit of help with this. Daniel Midgley is a linguist and host of the podcast Talk the Talk. This could be for you, Daniel.
Oh, Boston is lovely this time of year, but I don't think I know Australian English quite well enough yet.
You've got a different accent going on there, so you might not quite fit the bill.
No, I'm originally from the States and I've been living here for about 20 years, but I'm afraid that my brain is just not plastic enough to be able to do the Australian accent. Don't ask me. I'm going to get you to do that.
You're doing it
all the time. You live it.
There's a lot of different versions, though, of Australian, isn't there? In Perth, it's more quite often that English, more of an English sound to it. But then, once you travel out into the Kimberley, then you get a totally different version.
Yeah, so basically there are kind of three different Australian accents. There's what we call the broad accent, like Steve Irwin. All right.
Yes.
There's the general, and most people speak the general accent, like kind of Nicole Kidman-ish. And then the cultivated, like Jeffrey Rush or maybe Cate Blanchett. Okay. And then there are some other things, like in Melbourne, they say helicopter instead of helicopter. Little things like that popping up.
But you've really got those three broad categories that you've just run through.
Yeah.
Now, what about some of the features of the Australian accent then that you think this company would be looking for in the software?
Well, they're probably trying to distinguish it from the American accent. So if you're looking at the difference between American English, and that's a lot of stuff too, there are heaps of accents there, and Australian English, we're probably looking at two different things. The R, like I say car and you say
car.
American English tends to be rhotic. It has an R, or sometimes we say it's arful, not awful. Well, sometimes it's awful, whereas Australian English tends to be R-less. The other thing is vowels. So let me get you to try a word for me.
Yes.
Here. The novel War and
Peace.
Okay. Now, you speak with a sort of a cultivated, you're more on the cultivated side. So you say it like I do, peace, with an E sound. But if we go a little bit more broad, then you get, I don't know, can you fake it? I can fake it, but it sounds ridiculous. But pace?
Peace.
Something like that, with an sound in front of the vowel. And that kind of thing is the kind of thing that can trip up an automatic speech recognizer if it doesn't have enough data.
So that slight little variation in there can set confusion off.
Oh, and there's all kinds of things like that, like the word go, which I say with a kind of an O and then kind of an oo, go, right? Whereas I've heard in some parts of Western Australia, you get go or maybe goi. Something like
true.
That, right?
And I've heard that before as well. When you live here, your ear just tunes to what you're hearing in those different variations that you've just gone through.
Yeah, so that's like three sounds in one, right? You got an O, you got an U, and then you got maybe edging toward an E, go. But that's the broad accent, and people who are speaking general or cultivated will do it more or less like you and I do.
And so what would a company like Amazon be looking for? Which version of the Australian English?
Well, I think they're looking for as much data as they can get. But I did take a look at the job listing, and it looks like they're looking for someone who can do transcription, like taking the sounds and turning those sounds into symbols, like I just did when I was talking about O and U and I and so on.
So just getting the pronunciation on the different way of saying the word? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Can we get into how automatic speech recognition works? Okay, so what you got to do is you've got to take the waveform. Right now I'm speaking and my voice is vibrating the air. And if you do any audio editing like I do, you can see how a computer treats your voice. It looks like waves going up and down. You've probably seen this.
Yes.
Okay, well, the automatic speech recognizer has to take those waves and convert them into the sounds and the words and the phrases that we say. Now, this can be kind of tricky if it doesn't know that go is going to sound like goy or something like that. So my job, if it becomes my job, would be to look at the waveform and see if I can split it up into sounds. For example, if I say a word like toss, Okay. You'll see that there's a part of that wave where there's a t, and that just looks like nothing, because when I say a t sound, my tongue stops everything. Everything shuts down. Then I go aw, and that'll look like a nice juicy wave up and down. And then there'll be the s on the end, and what that'll look like is kind of a turbulent sort of jaggy small sort of thing. And I can tell, if I look at the word toss, me saying that, I can tell exactly where the different bits are because they look different. Well, I think that's what that person's going to be doing.